Moose Jaw today. Com, some timely late game hitting from a pair of Moose Jaw Miller Express returning veterans proved to be the difference in their Western Canadian Baseball League season opener on Friday night. A triple off the bat of Thomas Soto in the top of the seventh inning plated Nathan Houston with the eventual game-winning run, and the Miller Express would go on to a 5-3 victory over the Weyburn Beavers at Tom Lawing Park in Weyburn. The Beavers looked as if they would get out of the seventh without much damage, as starter Ryan Myers had just recorded a double play when Houston came up to bat. Houston's two-out single would set the stage for Soto, who laced a triple to center field for his second extra base hit of the game. Houston then factored into a key insurance run in the ninth, sending a shot to shortstop that would allow Garrett Dennis to score from second on an error for the 5-3 lead. That was more than enough for closer Takeo Cookson, who was perfect in his first appearance as a member of the Express and retired the side on 9 pitches. Houston capped his night with a 3-for-4 showing, while Soto was 2-for-3 and also had a double in the second inning. The Miller Express pitching staff held Weyburn to only 4 hits, with second-year veteran Ryan Muizalar going 1-for-4 with a double and run batted in. Both starters were plenty effective. Bo Jacob Garza made his first ever appearance for Moose Jaw and allowed 2 runs on 2 hits over 4 innings of work, striking out 6 and walking 1. Tristan Eberle had a scoreless inning of relief before Express second-year veteran Matt Vasquez surrendered a single run on 2 hits over the next 3 innings. On the other side of the diamond, Meyer was outstanding but was victimized by untimely errors. Only one of the 4 runs he allowed over 7 innings was earned, and he'd scatter 7 hits while striking out 6. Owen McConnell pitched a scoreless eighth and Joe Hart allowed the 1 run in the ninth. Other scores on opening day saw Fort McMurray take a 13-3 win over the Edmonton Prospects and the defending champion Okotoks Dawgs rolling to an 11-0 win over the Brooks Bombers. The Miller Express are back in action for their home opener on Saturday night when they host the Medicine Hat Mavericks for the first of 2 weekend games at Ross Wells Park. First pitch Saturday and Sunday is 7:05 p.m. The Beavers are back in action with a home and home with Swift Current, hosting the 57s on Saturday and traveling to Mitchell Field on Sunday. Be sure to keep an eye on www.wcblbaseball.com for all the updated scores and standings.